Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf revealed today that he's looking to reduce or eliminate the cost of a Center City, Philadelphia office space lease covered by taxpayers to the tune of $13,000 a month. It's an example that Pennsylvania lawmakers might be wise to take note of, as their office leases have come under scrutiny in an Allentown Morning Call study. Study co-author and Morning Call Harrisburg correspondent Steve Essick joins me with details. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I understand Pennsylvania is in the minority among states that even offer this kind of lease arrangement.
That is correct. A lot of states we looked at through the National Conference of State Legislatures, a lot of states just don't offer district office space to their lawmakers, or if they do, it's at a far less dollar amount than the Pennsylvania taxpayers pay.
And what kind of oversight is there for this system?
There really is none. As far as the Senate is concerned, there is a rule about square footage. Senators can't go over a certain square footage, and the property has to be within a fair market value.
What incentive is there for lawmakers to be frugal?
I would think it would just be their own conscience to make sure that they are keeping their office lease and their office incidental expenses to a minimum. And a lot of lawmakers do that. Other ones, however, don't.
Now, understandably, Philadelphia, for example, can be a location where those leases might be higher. And indeed, I understand that some of the highest monthly rentals are indeed in our area.
Yes, they are, but it's not so much really in the city themselves. Like State Senator Andy Dinneman, his downtown Westchester office is the highest leased in Pennsylvania in both chambers. It's not somebody in downtown Philadelphia or South Philly or another location.
What restrictions are in place between the lawmaker and the property owner? In other words, can you rent from your mother-in-law?
Oh, no. Both chambers preclude lawmakers from renting from immediate family members or themselves.
But there are no prohibitions against renting from someone or some organization that contributed to one's own campaign.
That is correct. There is not.
And are there examples of that taking place?
Yes. We looked at in the Lehigh Valley, Senator Pat Brown, a Republican, and Senator Lisa Buskol, a Democrat. The building owners also donated to their campaigns. And that they're not the only one. Now, obviously, for time constraints, we couldn't look at the campaign finance reports for all 253 lawmakers and compare them to their rents.
What, at least in theory, are some of the advantages for constituents to have this kind of access to their lawmaker who rents space in this regard?
Well, the lawmakers and their staff will tell you that they are the one and only tool or one of the only tools for your constituents to be able to cut through red tapes. But a lot of the same information that the lawmakers have themselves is readily available on the internet.
Do you have a sense that there's much appetite in Harrisburg for more oversight around this practice?
There are some lawmakers in Harrisburg that year after year after year introduce bills to clean up the legislature's finances, to let the state auditor general audit the legislature's books. Right now, like the auditor general can't, through the constitutional separation of powers clause in the Constitution, they can't do it. There's bills to make lawmakers file receipts with their unvouchered per diems. There's bills to change the per diem system, but they go nowhere every year. So there really is no appetite to do anything.
Steve, it doesn't look like Governor Tom Wolf's examples cited today will have much effect on lawmakers at large.
You know, there are a lot of lawmakers that really do pinch pennies and really do try and save money. But when they do that, it doesn't save the taxpayer any money, because any leftover money that the lawmakers, the state senators, state representatives don't spend, it rolls back into the legislature. It doesn't go back into the general fund. Unlike, say, if the governor's office doesn't spend all of their annual budget, that rolls back into the general fund. But the state legislature, they keep it, and they have a slush fund of, I think the last count was $150 million.
Thanks for joining us to bring this issue to light on NewsWorks Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Steve Essick is Allentown Morning Call Harrisburg correspondent and co-author of this look at office space lease throughout Pennsylvania.